There are only two genders, and one of them is right here. It's the Box That Rocks. This is the Angela Box Show, sponsored by Patriot Mobile.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, all my fellow patriots and you filthy leftist stalkers out there, you are listening to the Angela Box Show. I'm Angela Box, Scott Michael Wilson, and on the line we have Take Responsibility for Liberty, Jason Hoyt is on the air with us. Jason got referred to me by my friend Maria Espinoza, so I was like, oh, any friend of Maria Espinoza is a friend of mine. So welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I was so excited to talk to you. So you've got kind of an interesting story. Tell everybody what the Liberty Restoration Society is, or the project is that you're up to.
Sure. Well, I've been involved in grassroots politics for over 20 years. I've been engaged on a lot of different fronts. I first got involved. Yeah, I lived in Florida for 22 years, and I first got involved in Orange County Young Republicans back in the day, in the Bush-Cheney days, and I went all in, rolled up the sleeves, got involved in party politics, did that for several election cycles. I was a precinct committee man, doing get-out-to-vote walks and precinct walks and all that kind of stuff. Fast forward to the Tea Party days, God put me at the right place at the right time. I was on the original calls that launched the Tea Party movement, and that allowed me to step out. Yeah, it was phenomenal. There's like a couple dozen of us planned like 50 events simultaneously around the country.
Oh, no, February 27th. Jason, let me stop you. I was there. I was at one in El Segundo, the very first Tea Party rally. I want to say it was right after Obama's election, and it was this huge rally in El Segundo in L.A., area.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there.
That is very cool. Yeah. I mean, we did like 50, within a week, we kept doing these conference calls and like 50 events popped up. Friday, February 27th at noon, I think it was. We tried to do them simultaneously. Mm-hmm. The calls kept growing. More and more people grew. Month and a half later, tax day, April 15th.
Yes.
We had 850 events around the country.
Yeah. That's what it was. I think that's right. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, I mean, it's just a phenomenal time. And I learned so much from that. Actually, fast forward to D.C., you know, going to the 9/12 march, where D.C. was actually cleaner after we left.
Of course, because that's what conservatives do. We don't leave we don't loot, riot, burn, and cause mayhem and leave our crap everywhere. That's what the left does.
Exactly. And so through all this, I ended up writing a couple books since then, doing a lot of research. And what I loved about the Tea Party movement, just to back up a bit, was the fact that it allowed me to step outside party politics. Because back in the day, it was Republican good, Democrat bad, and our guy good, your guy bad. And I just got so tired of apologizing for our guy. And what the Tea Party enabled me to do was to step outside that and stand next to a set of principles and values that work every single time they are implemented.
Yes.
They are American principles and values, and it just enabled me to have real conversations with people because, I watched a video published yesterday by FreedomWorks. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the organization in D.C.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Brandon did a great presentation where he presented a lot of polling data, a lot of stuff. And I don't like polls, but this was more about demographics and sentiment and stuff like that. And he was saying that I think like the largest voting block is independent voters. It's like 49% of the country. So my whole thing about taking responsibility for liberty is taking this stuff seriously and figuring out a ways to grow our ranks. We've got to get more people on board. And the best, the most effective form of marketing out there is word of mouth and personal relationships and referrals and conversations with people. It's not television commercials. It's not 30-second ads. And we have to have these conversations with people around us. So that's why I've set up this Save America training camp where I show people how to grow your political influence. And we have to grow our ranks for this next election. What we've always done is just not enough.
No, it's not enough. And when I said at the beginning of the show, we're about 20 years behind the eight ball here. And when or behind the left, at least, because conservatives have always been more like, you know, oh, live and let live. Even the, you know, the irony is they try and smear us saying we're trying to involve ourselves in everybody's lives. I mean, just classic projection of the left. But now with everything coming out with the CIA, FBI, the three-letter agencies, literally doing the most to throttle free speech, throttle dissent, go after their what they think, quote, their political enemies are. I mean, it's definitely at a point where I'm very, very grateful that we have this thing called the Constitution and the Second Amendment, because if they can get our guns, it's over.
Right. And they're trying. They're trying. But they're not coming out directly doing it. But they have these little weaselly ways where they change rules. And thankfully, there's enough organizations out there that are taking on and suing the government and this kind of a thing. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it is difficult times. I've been frustrated in years past, in several election cycles past, with a lot of keyboard warriors where people, quote unquote, on our side just sit back and, you know, they just get on the keyboard. They just get on social. Well, we've had enough social or shadow banning. And I looked at your website, and I also have a badge of honor. I'm still being shadow banned.
Oh, I have some algorithm on me. Like, I get zero traction on social media at all. So
yeah,
it is what
absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. And so but to that advantage now is really what I'm trying to train people is we have to get out there and do it ourselves. We can't just put on social media, hope for the best, and maybe I influence somebody today. No, it's about your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Let me give you one example. I did this myself, and I highly recommend every single person do this. I started over the last several months, started getting mail delivered to the house to people I don't know. They don't live here. I have no idea who these names are. And there were four names that I went to the Supervisor of Elections office. I had a clerk look up. I said, I want to know how many people, I want to know who is registered to vote at my house. I highly recommend everybody do that. They had to remove four names. Now, one name was the previous homeowner. We bought this house over a year ago. He was still registered to vote at this house. The other three names, I have no idea who they are. I highly recommend, and they removed them. I highly recommend everybody do that.
Yeah.
And I know you... Go ahead.
To me, it's like the fact that they're so brazen about it now, and they're just going to assume that they're going to be able to use those names in order to create ballots, let's say, down the line. That's why, I mean, obviously that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, the whole pump and stuff move. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. It's you know, you guys are in Houston. And Catherine Engelbrecht, I've known her for 15 years now, back when they were the King Street Patriots.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was there when she was – this is so crazy. I was there when Ted Cruz was running at the very first. And I just moved to Houston, and I went to King Street Patriots. And it was right when True the Vote started. I was like, oh, my God, they're awesome. So – man, they're heroes of mine for sure.
I highly recommend everybody listening to get plugged in with them because they are doing the heavy lifting. And
yes.
They've got her and Greg. What a phenomenal team they have. And it's going to take those kind of people doing deep dives. But to all your listeners, I want to encourage, when I say taking responsibility for that, that's kind of a slogan I came up with for myself last year. And I just want to encourage other people to do that because back in the day, the saying used to be, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, now the stakes are so high right now, it's not just if you don't vote, you can't complain. Now the stakes are, if you don't get up off the couch and volunteer at least 2 to 3 to 4 days a week on the front lines, getting out the vote, making phone calls, stepping outside your comfort zone, if you don't do those things in preparation for the election and on election day, then you can't complain.
There on your website, you had an interview with Patrick Byrne. What did you guys? Because obviously he's being targeted by these people, and you know, on this show we say the Voldemort machines because we don't want to get sued for, you know, $1 billion.
Right.
But you know, Patrick has been on the forefront with. I mean, I watched the entire Lindell cybersecurity thing, the entire thing.
Right.
And I'm sure you did too. And I think what we saw with the packets of data going back and forth between different countries, did Patrick happen to talk with you about that? Like, what is your understanding of, like, I guess what he's been going through, and what do you think is going to be the outcome of all of this eventually?
Goodness, where do I start? Well, with Patrick, you know, I've been following very closely. I worked with the America Project that he and General Flynn co-founded. And so I've been, you know, I've been consuming this election integrity info for a long time. Catherine's group is phenomenal, and what the American Project has been doing behind the scenes of these investigations and these lawsuits. Patrick just did a live the other day with an update on the Kerry Lake lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Long story, and this is a very non-technical summary of it, but, you know, they went through the appeals process, and then they did a filing at the Supreme Court to get them to take it up and to look at it. And they submitted something, and this is a non-technical explanation, with additional evidence. And the evidence that they submitted was the fact that Maricopa County, everybody is supposed to be operating, if they use machines, which I say get rid of all the machines, go back to paper ballots. But if you're going to use machines, they have to be, quote unquote, certified by the federal government, blah, blah, through their process. And Maricopa, what they found was Maricopa County certified these spare machines, but they did not do the certification on the actual machines they used. I don't know the exact numbers, but just that alone, that impression alone is
That's sass.
yeah. But then he was talking about, and he was talking, and you know Patrick, and he's, you know, with Overstock, and he's the programming guy. He understands all this stuff and databases. And he was saying that the encryption code, the encryption key that they use, was actually hiding in plain sight in the database.
Wow.
It's like having a garage door code. You know how you have those little keypads outside. And putting the number on a piece of paper on tape underneath it.
So essentially saying that anybody with any kind of cursory understanding of programming could hack this thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So they submitted that stuff to the Supreme Court. There's more information, and so my bottom line for that is there's still more things coming out, and the more we learn, the more egregious all of that is. And I know that there is more information, more investigations coming out, even with his attorney, Stephanie Lambert.
Yes. I haven't been able to talk about that on the show yet, but we only have a couple minutes left. But, boy, I would love to talk to her. What's going on with her?
So this was, you know, so the defamation lawsuit. So they're suing Patrick, the Voldemort machine.
Yeah, the Voldemort machine.
Particular
people.
Brand. Mm-hmm. And they're suing everybody, right? Yeah. And so Fox News, they settled for $700 million was.
So stupid.
And through the discovery process, Patrick's attorney, Stephanie Lambert, was able to access different emails from that particular company. And they discovered that in these emails, these people were talking to each, these employees were talking to each other about accessing the Colorado, I think it was Colorado, in this particular email, their machines to do something, and they were accessing them from the internet. But the whole thing from the beginning was, well, they don't access the internet, but in their employee emails, they're talking about it. And then there was actually, they have these offices around the world, and one of the offices is in Serbia, I believe, and they were talking about Serbian nationals actually accessing the machine.
Yeah, so then Stephanie sees this information, and she gives it to law enforcement, and law enforcement, a good cop there, breaks it, and then they go after Stephanie Lambert, saying that so the judge in the case, you know, basically throttled Lambert, saying that she leaked this information. It's so rigged. It's unbelievable how rigged it is. We only have about a minute left. I mean, we could talk about this all day, and I hope you come back. And tell everyone how they can follow what you're doing, because you're really dialed into people, and I'm into this.
This is awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And actually, you know, we need to come back with Maria, because she and I are about to launch an advocacy campaign regarding only Americans can vote. And I know. Novel idea. Wow. Gee, where'd you come up with that?
I know, right?
No.
How can people find out what you're up to and on social media and all that?
Yeah, go to jwhoyt.com. That's J-W-H-O-Y-T.com. That's the best place. I'm on all social media, but yet, again, it's really throttled back, and I don't give them my best content. They don't deserve it. So
no,
go to jwhoyt.com, J-W-H-O-Y-T.com.
All right. Thank you so much. We will talk to you soon. I'm looking forward to developing this friendship, Jason.
There you go.
You are listening to The Angela Box Show. We'll be back.